Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
starla.hensley@ascension.org.
Okay, I don't think I'm still in. Here we go. Oh, yes, ma'am, I did spell it correct. How about that? Yes, ma'am, could you please verify your first and last name, even though I know it's the same? Do you mind verifying that for security, please, ma'am?
Starla Hensley.
Thank you so much. Could you verify your address, please?
7314 West County Road 350 North, Middletown, Indiana, 47356.
Thank you, ma'am. And yes, ma'am, I do see this was for, the last order was placed with the Duo CryoFreeze CBD Pain Relief and the CryoFreeze CBD Advanced Joint. Is that correct?
Yes.
How may I help you today, please, ma'am?
I ordered these. My husband has ordered them with his email, and we're trying to figure out why they keep sending these automatic orders when we haven't placed an order, and try to get that stopped. And he called under his email, and they said that it's not on automatic reorder. So I'm thinking that it must be on automatic reorder under my email, and we wanted to get that stopped.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. See, what I'm seeing here, the last order on your account was 9 months ago, September 5th at 6:08 a.m. is what it's telling me.
Okay. Why?
When's the last time you received it?
We just got some in the mail like yesterday, and we're getting charges on our credit card, and now this is the second time we've called, and they're saying that there's no automatic orders, but there obviously is somewhere.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand. That's frustrating. I totally get that. Let's see if anything. Wow. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let me view all these orders right here for us. Yes, ma'am. And it's just telling me this one was partially refunded also. Let's see what date that was. It looks like September 5th was the original order, and you were refunded $23.98. But on this end, customer did not mean to order the joint defense. They offered you 50%
yeah.
And they advised you to send the product back. Was that correct?
Yeah. That's okay. The last I've ever done anything. So we're just... why we keep getting it.
Yes, let's definitely, that is weird. Okay, we're going to figure this out together. Okay, let's try his, please, ma'am. His email.
I think it's, I don't know if it's under our home email or his own email.
Okay, what would his
Tony.
Tony?
Tony Hensley, Hensley at Hotmail, but I'm not sure.
Let's see. Here we go. TonyHensley@Hotmail.com. And can you, just for security, can you verify his first and last name one more time, please? I'm sorry.
Tony Hensley or
Thank
Anthony
you.
Hensley.
I appreciate that. Okay. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. I do see this is for, can you verify that address, please, ma'am? The one that starts with 7?
7314 West County Road 350 North, Middletown.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Every time I pull up a new account, I had to do that. Sorry about that. Okay, I do see. I don't know why they told you that.
He called last month because we didn't want it and we got it. Now we got another one that we're having to pay for, and we don't need it. He likes it, but we don't need it right now.
Yes, and I do see the last order was 7 days ago. And it was for the CryoFreeze Extra Strength Roll-On. And you were wanting to cancel that?
Yeah, we don't want these automatic orders. We
okay, so
call
you,
when
you
want to
call
it.
In when you need it?
Yeah.
Okay. You think we could change the billing cycle to every 2 to 3 months if you wanted to keep it as a subscription?
No, I think he just wants, he's going to be having knee surgery and we may not need it anymore. So.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am, I understand. We could delay some subscriptions for about 2 or 3 months if you would like to see if you wanted to keep it
Is
on
there
our
no way to
subscription.
cancel?
Yes,
There's
ma'am, there
no way to
is.
cancel it?
Yes, ma'am, there
Okay.
is.
I
Let's
want to
see.
cancel it.
Okay, do you know how to sign in to we have a new system now. Let's see what his email is. Would you happen to know his password for the Omax account?
Possibly.
Okay, let me get right there for us and see. Okay, I'm gonna put that in for us here. Sorry, we got a new system and
Okay.
it takes it just a second to load for me. Okay, it's coming now. I'm sorry about that. Any minute, it's still spinning. But he called last month and they told him he didn't have an automatic shipment. Was that right?
Yep, that's what they
Yes.
told him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So now we got to pay for another one.
And I'm sorry, it's coming up slowly but surely.
Okay.
I think. Let me try to refresh it for us here. Here we go. Oh, we're in business now. Okay. So I've got his email here. And what would you think his password could possibly be, ma'am?
Colts football.
I'm crossing my fingers. Oh, is it a capital C? Do you know if he usually uses cap? Okay.
Possibly.
COLT. Is there an S on that or no?
S, yeah. COLTS football.
Yeah, see, I mean, it's not letting. Here, let me go back here real quick.
Is that the for his email password, or is that
For his
that's for the
Omax
OMAC?
account. Yes, in the Omax account. But if not,
We
I
could
can.
ask
Do you
him.
have access to his email? Because I could send that over.
If you send that to him, then maybe he can take care of it.
Okay, and what I'll send that over, and once I send that over, he could just give us a call back once he receives it. That email
Okay.
is that the route you want to go?
Yeah, I'll just have to do that because I don't know if I'll get him on the phone right now and
Okay,
get
yes, no problem. Okay, and I'm going to send that over to him. It should be waiting on him in his emails. Please just make sure you check the junk or spam folder. It's according to what kind of security, if it goes in there or not. But it should have everything he needs to be able to reset that password.
So he resets the password, and then what does he do?
He can cancel it on his end, or he can call back. And once we know the password, we'd be able to log in. It's just extra security they put on the account now. And he can just call right back in and let us know that password. We'd be able to log into the account and get it canceled just like that.
All right, we'll do that. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service, ma'am. I hope you, and Omax helped. I hope you have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
ma'am. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling Omax.